Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to to share with us all on today. Immediately following his words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We appreciate you very much for calling in and joining the devotion. We're in James chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. And James encouraged his readers as follows. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Be as patient as the farmer, for the Lord's coming again draws near. That's James' instructions to his readers. The farmer is a good example of the kind of patient waiting believers must have as they wait for the Lord's return. The farmer plants his seed and patiently waits for the early rain to germinate the seed and the latter rain to ripen the crop. The farmer looks forward to the day of harvest with great expectation, so much so that he does all he can to the glorious day of harvest. He combats the trials of dry and wet weather, insects and disease, and the wild weeds and briars of the world. No matter what confronts him, the farmer patiently endures the trials and combats it every step of the way. He does all he can to conquer the trial. Why? Why does he labor so diligently, endure so patiently? Because his eyes are fixed upon the great day of harvest. The example for believers is strong. Believers, you also be patient. Patiently endure just as the farmer. James admonishes us to do two things. First of all, he said believers must establish their hearts. The word means to set upon, to fix upon, to make fast. We must set our hearts upon the Lord's coming, for his coming is near. The ideal is that it is drawing ever so close and can happen at any moment. We must focus and set our hearts upon his return. Be looking for it every day, just as the farmer looks for his great day of harvest. Looking for the great day of redemption, for the Lord's glorious return, will stir us to combat temptation and trials step by step. It will stir us to patiently endure no matter the situation. And by patiently enduring, we shall gain the victory over all, no matter how bad the situation may be. Paul said it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Again, that great apostle in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In the same book, in chapter 6 and verse number 9, Paul said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So the first thing that James admonishes readers to do is to establish their hearts, to set their hearts upon, to fix their hearts upon, to make fast the return of our Lord. And by so doing, it will stir us and inspire us to endure patiently like the farmer, patiently for the crop. Secondly, James says, believers must not complain, murmur, and judge other believers. We must not complain about our situations, our trials and temptations, and we must not blame each other for what happens to us. This is one thing God will not tolerate. Note the scripture. If we complain, mumble, and grumble, we shall be condemned. And behold, the judge standeth before the door. This is a warning, a strong warning. The Lord will judge all believers who complain, murmur, grumble, and judge others instead of conquering the trials and temptations of life. And his judgment is at hand, right at the door, ready to be executed against men. Listen to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputing. Wise man Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse number 3, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. And last but not least, Lamentations 3, verse 39, wherefore doth a living man complain, and a man for the punishment in light of his sin? Beloved, we must be patient in whatever we're going through in life, whether it's sickness, disease, whether it's finances, whether it's not enough food in the pantry, whether it's not enough money for the bills at the end of the month. We must stay in the will of God, and we must focus and establish our hearts upon the Lord's return. And while we're going through what we're going through, we must not murmur and complain. We must focus upon the Lord's return, and that will stir us and inspire us to focus not on what we're going through, but what we're looking forward to. Eternal God, our Father, we come. We thank you for this opportunity, which has been ours to enjoy. We come on the behalf of Brother Austin in New York, who is battling a debilitating disorder. We ask that you be with the doctors and nurses that will be attending to him. We pray that whatever treatments, whatever medications will be prescribed will do what it's designed to do. And Father, when they would have done all that they can do, we ask that you will providentially care for him as you see fit in your infinite will. Be with his family, not only Brother Austin, but Brother Black, Anthony Black, who is also battling a debilitating disease, Sister Wise, Sister Pope. Father, we ask that you be with them all and grant according to your will. Strengthen the hearts of the families that are going through this with them, the church family, their biological families. Strengthen our hearts that we may be of encouragement to them. And Father, before we close this prayer, we stop by to say thank you. We thank you for keeping Kennedy, for blessing her with the procedure that she had in New York a couple of 3 months ago. We ask that you would continue to keep her stable. Pray that a kidney will be available soon. Be with Sister Pam, the family, the entire family. Bless them as you see they stand in need of. Father, we thank you for Miss Tiffany Woodruff, who was attacked and brutally beaten, gone through constructive surgery. and doing well. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for that. And we thank you, Father, for protecting and keeping Mr. David Woodridge, who was incarcerated in the Florida penal system. We ask that you would continue to be with him, that he may continue to apply himself, that he may be better on the outside than when he went in. Father, we ask you to be with all that are on this call this morning. Bless us as you see that we stand in need of. And we won't be selfish. That will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all and give thanks. Amen.